Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and that's who I am, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are other people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. So thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show this morning. Monday morning, hey, I know. The weekend's over. We're back on the grind. Hey, that's what we have to do, right? I tell people all the time, hey, the bills don't stop coming. So you can't stop working, right? Unless you get into hit the lottery or something, there's no way that you can stop working and continue to live indoors, right? So keep at your grind, keep working at it. Whether you have a plan A, a plan B, plan C, all of them, work at them as hard as you can. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call into the show and listen live, excuse me, as well as you can call in, listen, and then if you press the number 1 on your keypad, that'll let me know that you'd like to be on the air to give your opinion or make a comment on today's episode. So that'd be great. That's what the show is for, is for you guys, okay? So handle that for me. Let's see. Right now, we're looking at 79 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 87 and a low tonight of 72, high tomorrow, 85. Well, today is mostly cloudy. The sun's peeking out here and there, but mostly cloudy today, high 87. Okay, tomorrow, high 85, low 71, and scattered thunder showers. Wednesday, high 83, low 71, and cloudy. All right, so that's our weather for today. Now, today's word of the day is bogus. Bogus is our word of the day, B-O-G-U-S. Bogus is an adjective, and it means not genuine, counterfeit, or a sham, okay? An example of bogus is anytime you're provided with anything that is supposedly free or complimentary, including a security monitoring service for a year, when you do not actually know if your personal data has been compromised, it's likely a scheme to steal your identity. They have to go through all that to get to that, right? But that's the meaning of bogus, is not genuine, counterfeit, or a sham, okay? So that's our word of the day. You can grab it, run with it. Put it in your vocabulary for sure. Bogus. I think that would work, right? That will work for you guys. Now, let's see. Before I get into the show, I really hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a pretty good weekend. I did two parties on Saturday. You know, I was invited to two birthday parties on Saturday. I was able to attend both of them had a great time this weekend, okay? But if you know you guys know how it is, if you're my age or maybe around my age or whatever, but everyone wants to have a good time, okay? And you have a good time, and the next day is tough on you, you know. Next day is tough on you. And part of what happened to me, so most of my weekend, well, I had a great time on Saturday, and then yesterday I recovered, right? I recovered on yesterday, so I feel great today, ready for a great week, and I hope you guys are. I hope you guys had a safe, safe weekend. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. The show is entitled "How to Know If a Woman is a Cougar." How to know if a woman is a cougar, okay? And we're going to discuss the status of a cougar, how you can spot a cougar, okay? And, you know, when we were growing up, back in the 70s, I'd say, you know, we'd call a cougar, as they call them today, just dirty old women, you know, dirty old women. I know somebody don't like me to say that, but dirty old women, just like women called men who were quote unquote cougars, is that, you know, they called them sugar daddies, or they called them dirty old men because they were with young women. And that's exactly what a cougar is. It's and I found a great article about cougars and how to know if a woman is a cougar. It's on, and you can go look at this if you want. Wikihow.com, WIKIHOW.com, Wikihow.com. This is actually a great site, and I just found this today, but this, you know, you can search for how to do anything, okay? You can just wikihow.com, and you can search on how to do anything, how to ride a bicycle, how to survive a bad date is one of their things, how to handle Valentine's Day in a new relationship, all kinds of stuff. So this is a great site. I think we'll be able to get some great information from here, and I'm going to keep it in my favorites, right? I'm going to keep it in my favorites. So this is a thing, of course, which tells you how to do something. So how to know if a woman is a cougar. It says cougars are popularly defined as women in their 40s or older who date significantly younger men, generally at a 10-year age gap or more. Pop culture paints the cougar as predatory and pathetically desperate. But women have recently begun fighting the stereotype. Real cougars, they argue, are confident, successful, single women over the age of 40 who is tired of unromantic and narrow-minded men their own age. Now they're dating younger, more active, and more adventurous men. And this article offers tips on identifying and attracting a cougar, also and preferably known as an older woman. All right? And so it says, identifying a cougar. Number one, forget everything you think you know about cougars. Some young guys out there think they know what a cougar is. Okay, but in fact, forget the term altogether. If you're interested in dating and or having a romantic encounter with an older woman, you'll need to treat her like a human being, not some sexy stereotype of how a sexually active older woman looks and behaves. Second, determine the woman's age. The generally accepted age group for cougars is 40 plus. However, some people go as low as 35 in their definition. With new creams and procedures available, many men and women are able to look much younger than they are. Some things you can look for which apply to both sexes. Dry, dull, and or thinning hair. both men and women experience a decrease in the quality of their hair as they get older. You might notice that an older woman has brittle-looking hair that lacks the shine and fullness of younger people. Her hair might also be dyed to cover gray hairs. Okay? Sparse eyebrows and eyelashes. As we age, our hormones drop and hair growth slows, which can make our eyebrows and eyelashes less lush. Some women might opt for penciled or tattooed eyebrows and eyelash extensions. So it still might be difficult to judge their age based on these factors alone. Thinner lips and eroded tooth enamel. Our lips wrinkle and thin with age, and our teeth wear down and erode. You might notice thin lines around an older woman's mouth. Thinner lips may be partly hidden with lip liner, and duller or translucent teeth. Okay, the skin. As men and women get older, the smooth skin on their necks gain ridges and wrinkles, unless they use Botox or have a facelift, that is. Thin skin will also be apparent on the hands, making veins, knuckles, and tendons more visible. Okay. Let's see. Dry and saggy knees and elbows. With age, the skin around our knees and elbows begin to dry and sag around the joints. The skin around the elbows in particular can become darker and much drier than the surrounding skin. Okay, I mean, this stuff is it's crazy what this article is saying. But it seems like it's doing good stuff. Okay, it seems to be on point, I guess, you know, when you think about it. Number three, elevate her makeup. Evaluate her makeup. Evolutionary psychology has shown that when evaluating women's desirability, physical attractiveness is a more important factor than it is in evaluating men's desirability. This means that while less attractive men might still be desirable based on their intelligence, humor, income, etc., women are still largely judged on how they look. For this reason, it makes sense that with age, a woman might amp up her makeup routine to try to hide the signs of aging that will make her less desirable. All right, you might notice an older woman wearing more foundation and structuring creams and shades to help give her face a smooth contour look. All right, she might also be more likely to wear lip liner to make her lips look fuller, a brow pencil to fill in her eyebrows, and blush to make her cheeks look more youthful and rosy. Contouring is a popular makeup technique right now used by women in all age groups, from their teens upward. Now, older women try to make themselves look younger, and younger women try to make themselves look older. That's a fine line right there, right? Why do younger women want to make themselves look older? Because they want to attract older men. And then just the opposite on the other side. Why do older women want to make themselves look younger? Because they want to attract younger men. Doesn't that make sense? Number four, don't think you can judge her by her fashion sense. The comical cougar stereotype is of a woman wearing clothes that are much too young and often too tight for her, usually in tacky fabrics such as animal print. The reality is that women of any age can dress in a tasteless and unflattering manner. How a woman dresses, regardless of her age, depends largely upon her own personal sense of style. While women of all ages wear push-up bras, older women may find them even more useful as their breasts will sag with age. Okay, number five, pay attention to her self-confidence. In general, the older a woman gets, the better she knows herself and what she likes, and the more confident she becomes. Some signs that she is confident: good posture. Whether sitting or standing, a person with good self-confidence will likely have a straight back and a head that is well balanced on the neck, with the chin pointed neither too high nor too low. Okay, relaxed. A person with good self-confidence will likely seem relaxed in most situations, perhaps looking around the room with an easy smile or just seeming generally calm and at peace with herself. She won't be very fidgety. Eye contact. Confident people make eye contact and maintain it in social interactions. That said, there's a difference between maintaining eye contact and staring intimidatingly at someone. Looking someone in the eye roughly 60% of the time you're talking to them is a good rule of thumb. Okay, attracting an older woman. Number one, know what you want and be honest about it. Whether it's just sex or a long-term relationship, knowing what you want will help you figure out your best course of action to get it. It's also important to be honest with the woman about what you want. Don't act like you want a relationship if all you want is sex. Women enjoy sex too. She might be fine with some no strings attached fun. Okay, some questions to consider. Is it sexual? A check mark on your bucket list. Or are you interested in something long-term with someone who is more mature than your previous partners? Perhaps you have someone specific in mind already and are wondering how you can get her to notice you. If you just want sex with an older woman, for example, your best bet might be dating sites geared specifically toward older women seeking younger men, and vice versa. There are even cruises devoted to connecting older women with younger men. Wow, I didn't know that. Dating sites are also a good option if you are seeking a longer-term relationship with an older woman. Again, just be clear about your intentions from the beginning. Women in and over the age of 40 have lives too. This means that you can meet them literally anywhere, from the gym to a boating club, to an acting class, or even in your local grocery store. Spaces are shared, shared interests are great of meeting people in general, no matter your age. Number two, forget the stereotype. Sure, some older women might fit the traditional cougar stereotype, but just as many, if not more, will not fit. Desires and behavior differ depending on the individual. When approaching an older woman for romantic purposes, you'll do well to forget the cougar stereotype and simply treat her with the same respect and consideration that you would treat anyone else. Some websites would have you believe that there are specific types of cougar: the money cougar or sugar mama, the angry cougar, the sweet cougar, alpha versus beta cougars. While there is often some truth in stereotypes, you are better off getting to know the individual woman rather than trying to lock her into some predefined, narrow-minded, and generally unflattering idea of how a mature woman behaves. Now, I'm going to try to get out of this article right now. I'm done with the article. But, that's that last part there, forget the stereotype, is the best alternative. And, you know, if you're looking at an older woman, if she's attractive to you and you like to get to know her, then, again, treat her like anyone else. And don't get into the stereotypes of a cougar or a sugar mama, okay? And because I believe that that would lead you down the wrong road, okay? And like they said, be honest with her. Let her know if you're looking for a long-term relationship or if you're looking to just, you know, get together every now and then. Just be a friend that comes over and have a bite to eat and, you know, we hang out. And whatever happens, happens. But, eventually it will probably turn into something more. And I think that's best too, because if you're not going to be honest with them, then they're gonna pick up on that really fast. You remember they are, you know, older, more mature women. So they'll read into something a lot quicker than some of your young girls out there will. They may not pick up on it at all, but an older, more mature woman, she'll grab a hold of that thing pretty quickly and kind of turn it against you. So you have to be careful of the cougars and how you treat them. Or not even cougars, just older women. Because, again, some of them are out there looking for younger men. Then some of them are just out there to have a good time. And they want a younger man to have a good time with. Okay? So, if she's just looking for sex, I tell you, she's gonna tell you that, okay? And if I were you, I'd run if she said that, because she's gonna get you into something that is gonna be hard to pull away from, okay? Especially if you're a young buck and, you know, you're really just getting into the dating thing and you run into a woman that's, you know, 35, 40 years old, and you're 25 years old, and, you know, she'll tear your head apart, okay? So you have to be careful with that. If a older woman gets to you and says that all she really wants is a sex partner, I'd run as fast as I can, okay? Because with any other woman, whether young or older, you need to get together with her and get to know her. I think everything would be better if you approached it like that. All right? So, you know, don't get into these stereotypes of cougars, and just say that she's a bit older than you. Look at her as a cougar. All right? They got this woman on here, an older woman on here with this tiger stripe shirt on, and, you know, trying to get with this young guy. And so you've got something here, I think I've given you, that would be great for you to remember or live by, especially if you're dating an older woman right now. You may want to go to this site, WikiHow, and put in how to know if a woman is a cougar, and read through there and kind of understand what you may have hands on. you know, or if not, she's going to drag you through the mud like you wouldn't believe. I think. That's what I think. That's all I think. Anyway, that's all the time I have today, guys. Take care of yourselves, for sure. And you know, again, don't think of this woman as, you know, don't be thinking about your mama when you're messing with this woman, because that'll hurt you as well. You wouldn't get into that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, guys, take care of yourselves and be good. I'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
It's my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus, she's no oblate. But I make that walk with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down. I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
hey,
yo.
But don't be actin' like
I need you. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and every, it's a holiday. You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us. Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia. We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians. And my section left with more lesbians. Got your beer, something new. Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey,
yeah.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home. We vibin' like, hey, yo, but don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that flash. King Stoney, drop top.